The Dave McGillivray Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGillivrayFoundation.org for more information.
Games are only half of it.
Mavs, you loser!
Toucher and Rich.
When you're that short, it's more than okay to be a dick.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zolak's the worst.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bankroll Boys.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the Onion.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in the chat.
.5 the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and every Thursday at this time we have the Bankroll Boys on. They're brought to you by the all-new sportsbook Rhode Island at Twin River and Tiverton Casino Hotels, the only place in New England where you can legally bet on sports, powered by William Hill. Get details at sportsbetri.com. The Bankroll Boys, very degenerate bets last week, including the Army Navy first half under,
which by the way, last week when you told me that was the lock, it was like I was like, I want to feel like a degenerate for one day. Put my money on it. So I'm sitting there and I'm following it on Twitter because I'm out and about with my family, and I'm getting all these tweets like, "Well, it looks like that pick kind of sucks." Like, first drive, was it Army that scored on the first drive? I was like, "Oh, it looks like it's good." And then what happens? Nothing. And they go to halftime, and then, how the hell did you know to pick the under on the Army Navy?
Well, I mean, it's the game goes under, like, I think it's gone under the past 5 years, and the first half has had the least amount of points out of almost any game in the past like 5 years.
But so it's different players and different scenarios. Like, how?
Same type of coaching staff. You just kind of you got to follow and
it's the trend, man. You got to follow the trends.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is that you went with the square play and it worked.
I'm not sure if it was square. It was,
it was sharp.
One of those sharp, a little sharp.
So the sharp in the game was Army was -7. Well, they kicked the field goal at the end to try to get the onside kick and then go for the touchdown instead of trying to go for the touchdown the other way around. So, yeah, I think they at least had the line on that. I was on the air during the whole entire game, and all I talked about was the game. I was like, got that first half going, 7-0 Army right now. Man, bucket list, love to go to this game. Just the whole 2 hours I was on.
Everyone's calling and saying, shut up, talk pads.
A lot of people cashed, though.
A lot of people went with it.
That's not true that it's a bucket list game for you, is it?
I'd love to go to that. Yeah. Army-Navy, that'd be like one of the best atmospheres, best tailgates to go to. Hell yeah.
Terrible, terrible teams.
Who cares?
It's not about the actual play. It's about the action, about like going to the game.
Plus, with like no real action and you get money on it, it just sways back and forth. That'd be pretty fun.
You got to see Donald Trump flip a coin. Like, it looked like he was releasing a bird.
Should have bet on the coin toss, man.
You think that there's a great tailgate for Army Navy?
Yeah, I've heard it was, yes.
Okay. All right.
They smoke some of that green there? I don't know, the military thing.
I mean, why not? I'm sure.
Have you heard, Mr. Murray, about the this 10%? It's 90% CBD and 10% THC.
It's like drinking in the old duels. Don't even bother.
Okay.
You need to get a lighter THC is what you do.
No, I know. The gummies on Saturday, not good. No, not a good experience.
A pot shop opening up down the street from me.
Yeah, right over. So you gotta have you gotta get a reservation though.
That's right.
Which I've got one.
They're open one. There's opening one in Newtonville.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised they let that in there.
But
I don't even have drive-thrus in Newton. But, like drive-thrus, like Dunks or anything.
But the problem is that it was the medical dispensary that was no good. So you got to think that it's not going to be the greatest shop. But who knows?
One thing that we wanted to challenge you on was you were talking about Steve Adazio yesterday.
Yes.
And we actually had the total for the BC. I believe it was 6.5, right?
Yeah, we had the over.
They went 7-5. We had the over. So I think it's worth an extension for a year.
So you can earn more money on him, on his predictability.
And when the over-under is once again 6.5, next summer you can bet the over.
You vote on
it at 7.
Yeah, you bet on a tremendous mediocrity.
Yeah. That's right.
Tremendous mediocrity paid off.
That's what paid off for you, yes.
All right, so how was your week last week with your predictions?
On the podcast, we had four plays who went 3-1.
Okay.
Did very well. Joe posted, I think, like 8 plays, went 5-3-1 on Twitter. Mm-hmm. I went 5-2 mm-hmm. on my daily pick in the NBA and NHL, and hitting at 70% right now, which is just ridiculous.
Awesome. And you're already 4-1 this week, I'm saying.
Yeah, 4-1. Yeah.
By the way, that Celtics game last night, I
saw you tweet about this.
Celtics -3 last night.
You're like, why is this so close? And you're like, I got to go.
Back and forth all night. The only reason why I took the Celtics last night was because Washington just came off a 9-game road trip. So it was their first game back. Mm-hmm. So it was fading them. Well, there was a foul call with 2 seconds left, and Kyrie Irving hit both free throws to put the game at 5 points. Mm-hmm. Jeff Green didn't even try for the half court.
He just
dribbled it out.
Yep.
Like, no, you have to try. I don't care what it is. Like, if I had Washington, I'd be pissed.
Yeah, well, that was a square play you took.
It's also
night.
Jeff Green, which is a problem.
You know, effort hasn't always been, you know, one of his best qualities.
No, he was four-corner that one. He was square.
All right, so let's talk about this Patriots game, because you have a different line than the one that I've been seeing. First of all, I thought last week the Steelers were favored at one point.
Yeah,
am I wrong about that? Yeah, did it swing that much?
They opened at some books at -1 real. Or they opened at Westgate, I believe, in Vegas at -1.
Okay,
almost every online book opened as the Pats as a favorite.
And so the Pats right now, like, what's the line, the most common line you're seeing?
2.5.
2.5 Patriots?
Yeah.
All right, what do you do with that? Anything?
2.5 is kind of... I still like the Patriots this week. They consistently know how to play versus Mike Tomlin, who is, by the way, a horrendous coach. He might be the worst coach in the NFL. Pretty much from a few buddies I know in Vegas, he is worth less to the line than any other coach in the NFL currently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so if you just took Mike Tomlin out and said he's not coaching today, the Steelers would probably be... the exact same line.
Okay.
Maybe better.
To give you the trend on it, Patriots are 8-2 in their last 10 versus the Steelers.
Okay.
They're 7-3 against the spread. They've won 5 in a row in this series. They're 4-1 against the spread. So I would bet the Patriots based off that trend.
Okay. What's looking good for tonight? This is good. This is an interesting game. It's a big game, and it's one that it's probably going to get massive ratings. Chargers at the Chiefs. What are you seeing? What's the line? Are you going to place any money on this one?
3.5. I don't love it.
Chiefs 3.5.
Yeah, Chiefs. Yeah. Chiefs -3.5. I like the Chargers personally. I know that Phillip Rivers has played pretty terribly the past like 3 or 4 games there, but Kansas City has looked just horrendous the past couple weeks. They escaped a win with Lamar Jackson on the road last week in a weird line. They barely beat Oakland. They can't control the ball anymore without Hunt. Their defense looks worse and worse by the week. In my opinion, they'll be lucky to get out of the first round of the playoffs. I know everyone thinks they're some incredible offensive team and everything. I think they're going to be one and done.
It's kind of shocking.
I'm not impressed by them at all.
Yeah, it is kind of shocking how much things have changed since Hunt's been gone. I didn't think it was going to affect the offense that much. However, Patrick Mahomes has just got that thing that Brady's had for years where he just finds ways to win. And his play has been so absurd as of late. And you... As far as the playoffs, you don't believe in the Chargers, do you?
I believe in the Chargers, absolutely.
That's a destination. Yeah. You don't want to go there. A couple other things about tonight's game. Thursday night football, road teams are 2-11 this season.
Yep.
2-9-2 against the spread. But teams playing on Thursday night after playing in overtime on a Sunday game, 8-24 this year, 6-26 against the spread. So Kansas City just won in overtime. They're at home playing on a short week. The trend goes towards the Chargers.
Do you want a ball lock?
Yeah, give it to me, man. What do you got for the balls?
UCF opened at +7.5 against LSU. UCF. Why? Because you have to get it right now is because UCF has everything to play for. This is a statement game for them.
Backup quarterback.
Yeah, and who is it? They do have a backup quarterback, but this is – and who is not going to play in the game for LSU? I mean, that still remains to be
seen.
Well,
that's
everyone.
Their big corner is not playing.
It's not playing. Right.
So and you just talk offense in general. LSU is a great defensive team, has trouble scoring the football. So, yes, 7.5 points. I like it, Fred. Maybe we'll talk about the money line as well.
Yes, indeed.
You have some callers, I believe?
No one that's any good.
Okay, all right. Well, what is your lock? What's the lock of the week?
Well, we have Saturday football this week.
Now, yes, I have to do this.
Yeah,
I have to tell you the Stone Cold Lock of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Sportsbook Rhode Island, now open at Twin River Casino Hotel.
Okay. The Stone Cold Lock of the Week.
Yeah. I'm rolling with the Packers this week, +6 against the Bears. Bears off a big emotional win. Aaron Rodgers still thinks he can make the playoffs. It's at 6. It might go to 7 at some point. I'll take my chances with the Packers.
Okay.
I'm going to be a gigantic degenerate.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Give me some obscure and absurd. I want it. Give it to me.
Horse race.
I'm taking Maine +11.5 in the FCF playoffs this week.
I love it.
It is the biggest. It's so degenerate. They're playing Eastern Washington at the red turf.
But you can't just walk into Eastern Washington.
Eastern Washington, great makers.
Maine's a good team. They beat Western Kentucky this year, who's like a FBS team. Like, they have a very good defense. I love Maine this week.
Maine is an 11-point underdog.
11.5, John. 11.5. Don't forget my hook.
At the red turf.
That's correct.
All right.
All right, well, there you have it.
Real quick, Fred, Rich wants to cash out his bankroll.
What?
Why?
No. Yep.
Why?
Because there's something I want to do with it. That's why.
Okay, well, just take half and keep half. Don't.
What today? Is it still 1760?
I have the money in my hand right now.
It's 2000. So look at that. Look at that cash. Sweet, sweet cash. Look at it. Just carrying hundos.
Look at that.
Look at that. Yeah.
All those.
That's like getting up in a poker game and walking away.
You can't
do that.
No. I mean, there's a reason I want to keep it. There's a reason.
You turned $60 into this.
Take half, Rich. Take half.
Yeah. What is that?
There's $2,160 here.
Dude, out of $60. I made $2,100 because of the bankroll boys.
No, and also because of me.
That is part of it. But it was every bet that the bankroll. It was all on the bankroll boys' suggestion.
No. That Northern Illinois bet gave you a good chunk.
Gave
of
half
those
of
hundreds,
it. Right?
It gave me 750 of it. Yes.
Yeah.
It did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So although you did fade us once with the Steelers.
I did. I went against the bankroll boys once, and that's the only time.
You still built that bankroll that week, though.
I did, because I went with one of your bets.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yep.
What are you doing with that money?
I'm going to tell you later.
It has something to do with us?
Yeah.
Are you going to buy us dinner?
Yeah, you guys are having some big party, right? You kept talking about how much money it's going to be. Where do you think it's coming from?
I am putting 500 of that towards our Christmas dinner.
In addition to what?
Addition to what?
So you're not giving it to charity or something?
No. I'm putting 500 of that, however, towards our dinner. So that's saving you money.
This is money hard earned. No way going to charity.
I was going to say. All right.
Ladies
and gentlemen.
No.
Do not give money to charity.
You wager.
If you win it like a degenerate, you got to spend it like a degenerate.
That's right.
Get it?
All right. There you go. You want to do what I sent you yesterday?
Hell yeah. Yes, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Right. I've been waiting for this for a while.
Yeah, one of the worst. You want to do the thing about Atlanta?
Yeah. Okay, this is great.
So one of the worst shows in the history of radio.
We've talked about this gentleman before.
Yeah, and
the cheese king of the Southeast.
And now what they're pretending to be excited about is just insane. We will have that for you in just a minute. Thank you, Bankroll Boys.
You,
oh, by the way, listen to the Over Under podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
How do you mourn a sports loss? And the way I'm trying to deal with this, navigate this, and help the people, man. Randy, we are here. But it's a hug it out Monday, and the best that we can do is just give you a big electronic hug. We're doing it right now. Lots of hugs Saturday in Houston at Warehouse Live for the official Falcons party. Like, lots of hugs.
I mean, it was
ladies, women, everybody. Just lots of. I said ladies and women. I meant ladies, men. Lots of hugs, bro. It's a hug it out Monday, man. That's how I deal with an excruciating sports loss. And hopefully, look, our Falcons were mentally tough all year long, but I'm not giving up on this squad. Let's go around the room, man. It's a slice of life here with your boys, Rick and John. But to that person who, maybe doesn't have a great life, And they needed this win, right, to sort of lift them up.
That's what sports do, man.
And so to that point, I came on. First thing I said was, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's not my fault, but I'm sorry. I'm just trying to give you condolences. That was a tragedy last night. That was a tragedy. Because, Randy, it's such a pump fake. 28-3 dominating? Forget about it. The game's over.
Run the half.
The game's no, dude. They came out and scored first in the third quarter.
Yeah, but I'm looking at the. I mean, you won
okay. 28, Trey, bro.
I could listen to that.
Yeah, I could listen to it. Day. That's obviously Atlanta radio following the loss in the Super Bowl.
It's a hug it out Monday,
and I have friends who obviously have friends in Atlanta who just this is garbage. This show is garbage. And so they're on middays. Do you have the shipping up to Boston thing?
Oh, of course I do.
28 Trey, bro.
So if you remember, boy, this was when Rondo was still on the team. No, they had just gotten Isaiah Thomas, the Celtics. And there was that series against the Atlanta Hawks where they just got killed. I mean, no one expected them to even make the playoffs. And they made the playoffs. And oh, my God. What happened next at this Atlanta radio station was that is the sounds of Rick Kamla. Rick Kamla is a guy who's done stuff on the NBA network. And when I saw him on like NBA TV, he's just like a host and I never thought anything of it. But when you let that mic roll, boy, he is like world's coolest guy.
Slice of life.
Slice of life. You know?
So this is in... They're at a huge event.
it's like a Buffalo Wing place.
Yeah, and there's video of this. And they're at a table... And there's legitimately like six people there, and they're just eating.
Yeah, they're there to eat, not to be there for the broadcast.
Yeah, not to listen to these idiots.
It's the Dundies.
Yes.
It's the Dundies from the Office TV show.
When they went to Chili's. Everyone, yes.
This is Rick Kamla is Michael Scott from the Dundies. So,
like, it's hard to watch.
Yeah, nobody likes the Hawks in Atlanta. Nobody's ever liked him, even when they played well. So he gets on the air that day. He's like, all right, they just beat the Celtics, and we're gonna rally up this city. This is gonna be the song that is gonna get them riled up and rise up in one voice. And he did this in front of people who were trying to eat chicken wings.
What's up, Austin? What you got now?
Now, what you got?
You drowning in chowder?
Drowning in chowder.
Or'd you shoot another steroid this morning, Sully? Because you ain't got basketball to watch anymore. Basketball.
Seems to me, John, last night, our Atlanta Braves and our Atlanta Hawks made Boston their little biatch.
Yeah. What happened?
In their house.
No, that's our house now.
And we're feeling good about it.
But actually, we don't want it because it's in Boston.
We're feeling so good. Here we go. Atlanta rocks and Boston sucks, and I'm only telling the truth. Way to go on that brilliant idea to trade away Babe Ruth. It was wicked awesome beating you, and now you're home, just like the Knicks. You may have more championships, but we have more champion chicks. We're shipping you back to Boston.
Yeah.
We're shipping you back to Boston.
Yeah.
We're shipping you back to Boston.
Yeah.
Yes, we're shipping you back to Boston.
He's right on time with the song, too.
This one's for Dominique. This one's for Petulia. This one's for Trey Rollins. This one's for Schroeder. This one's for Patello. This one's for Millsap. This one's for Pettit. And this one's for Holman. How does that feel, Boston?
Meanwhile, a woman's just like trying to dunk her chicken wing inside some ranch dressing and just eating in peace.
Yeah, they wrote that and they were like, this is going to be really cool.
Right? The city will rise as one
and
support us and say, hey, you got to play that again, man.
What are you, drowning in chowder?
Oh, my goodness.
All right, so the MLS team there.
The Atlanta United FC, yeah. I believe.
The United FC has captured the attention of Atlanta.
The one thing I will not knock is that they've sold out every game at that Mercedes-Benz Stadium, which is insane.
Yeah,
for a new team, that's crazy.
Yeah, because it's the most poserish thing in the world. They don't go to Braves playoff games. They don't go to Hawks games. Not that I care, but they go to the MLS, which is rookie ball. Compared to, good players don't play in the MLS.
Well, they do if they're 37.
Well, yes, if they want to move to the
Wayne
States.
Rooney, after he's way past it, has come over and playing.
Wayne
in the
Rooney
MLS.
Might be 50. So yes, but there was a parade in Atlanta, and so you heard their excitement over a playoff win for the Hawks. Well, this is the gang.
Should we go to WCHZ, Cheese Radio?
All right, so they're out. So two of the guys from the show are out on the floats. But Cam, what's his name?
Rick Kamla.
Rick Kamla, he's behind the Home Depot, which is really where he is.
Have I shown you this picture?
No.
I went to his Twitter account. It says, it's insane at the Home Depot backyard. About to get insane.
Oh, yeah. I saw this. Look at all those people, Fred.
Oh, my God.
There's like 48 people in a field.
And some of them look like they're just walking to lunch.
Right, no, it really legit could be people like walking up a bathroom. I mean,
it's just so sad.
It's Kurt Schilling at City Hall. It's Kurt Schilling at City Hall.
Yep.
That's what this is.
All right.
Now, granted, like, you know, there's pictures with like a bunch of people around a duck boat or whatever it was, a bus. But you want to know how many people showed up? This is like a championship race. 15,000.
Right.
So, I mean.
So, like, the less than the people that go to the games. Yes. Maybe about the same amount. Right. All right. So, here you are. Here's the excitement of the MLS team from Atlanta's parade.
How does this feel, Atlanta? We are champions again. We have tasted the champagne. We have partied till the wee hours. And now we...
Like, he really cares. We've tasted the champagne. Oh, the MLS team won. I've tasted the champagne.
He said again. Is he referring back to the Braves World Series win 20 years ago?
I don't
ago?
Know. I don't even think he's from Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what his concern is so much with all this stuff.
How does this feel, Atlanta? We are champions again. We have tasted the champagne. We have partied till the wee hours. And now we get the parade. We get a rare chance to celebrate a championship together as a city. This one is for Arthur Blank. This one is for the city of Atlanta. Oh, this one is for us. The players, coaches, executives won this championship.
No kidding, really?
Who else would?
Well, the accountant at the Home Depot offices.
Right. This team didn't have a soccer team. This city didn't have a soccer team until 2 years ago. Is that right?
I don't care if they if this is the world's greatest victory in the history of sports.
I kind of wish the Falcons had won the Super Bowl just to hear his head explode.
Oh, yeah. It would have been, I mean.
Although, but then we would have been deprived a Hug It Out Monday, which no, I don't think.
It's a Hug It Out Monday.
It's a Hug It Out Monday.
I mean, they went really like 0 to 100 on this team.
Best that we can do is just give you a big electronic hug.
All right, there we go.
But we won it with them. Congratulations to Atlanta United on winning the 2018 MLS Cup. And congratulations to the phenomenal city of Atlanta. Rick and John live from the Home Depot backyard, John. And in moments, the parade will make its way here.
Yep.
The players, the coaches, the execs will be on stage. And the party will ensue, man. Woo! We're champions, Johnny!
Okay, all
it's
right.
Such a sincere amount of excitement coming from him.
I'm thinking of 15,000 people. Now, you know, by comparison, the Bruins parade had 2 million people.
Right.
And I'm sure the Patriots ones have gotten that, if not even more.
And Atlanta's a bigger city.
Like, I'm imagining, like, there was a parade that used to go down Boylston that was like the Greek parade. And, like, you would just forget the Greek parade was going to be going down there. And, like, they're putting together the floats, like hours beforehand, like, on Boylston. I bet the Greek parade got more people than the MLS Cup one.
I can tell. St. Anthony's Feast.
It's more of a traffic nuisance.
Like, yeah, the Atlanta thing, yeah, they shut down streets, which they can really afford to do. Yeah, it would be an exceptional nuisance.
Right.
Like, what is this? Like, I mean, give me a break. Ladies and gentlemen, this is for the WNBA Atlanta blah, blah, blah. All right, here we go.
Guys, I am grateful. I am grateful that we are here at the Home Depot backyard. This is unbelievable.
You should be. You're the only ones there.
Plenty of parking. Plenty of convenient space to move around.
Like, in his mind, he's like, I'm just going to flip out and everyone's going to just be partying along with the can, man. Going to flip out.
This is unbelievable, man. We have a championship, man, and I don't know about you guys, but that memory is starting to fade, and the pain, it stings less with this championship on Saturday night.
He's saying the Super Bowl pain, which he's been carrying with him
for several years, all this time. Well, listen, I mean, you know, it was, you don't never forget a Hug It Out Monday. You know, I mean,
it's a hug it out Monday.
It sticks with you for a while. I mean, and thank goodness they won the MLS Cup to make you forget about all of that.
Well, I mean,
about the worst comeback of all time in the Super Bowl.
Well, Rich, remember, I mean, some people that don't have a lot were really depending on that team to win.
Right, the poor, the homeless.
Yes, people were really hoping. You know, guys who've been laid off, they were just like, if they win.
I think we're going to take a break. We're going to get back up with Mike Conte and Jason Longshore. We got a lot of people stopping by.
John, we're champions, dude. We're champions.
What are you, two? Like, what the hell are you doing? You're 4 years old.
We're champions, dude. We're champions. All right, if you've done like 9 Jaeger shots and it just happened, sure. Congratulations.
You know what would be really funny is that if you knew he was doing this in a mocking fashion, like if he was having fun with it, it would be mocking the city that they never win anything and that it took a soccer championship for them to actually have a parade, that would be great. Like if you would have taken this and told me beforehand, listen, they're doing this like tongue in cheek because they never win anything, I would have went, you know what? That's a cool. I like that angle.
No, his whole idea is that everyone loved me. Right. Like, we're part of the thing. Everyone's partying. Everyone's going nuts.
We got a lot of people stopping by.
John, we're champions, dude. We're champions.
I cannot.
That was a sincere laugh.
He's faking it. Hopefully. It's like a 4 year old.
We're champions.
Can you imagine listening to this garbage? Like, you want to hit him. He's like a guy who's drunk and on coke at a bar at 3 a.m, like, putting his arm around you.
People stopping by
John,
saying
we're
hi
champions,
to us.
Dude, we're champions.
I cannot wait till this place gets completely full, and it's filling up quickly.
We're here in the
Home Depot backyard.
Yeah. Judging by the picture you tweeted
filling
out, it's going to be a while.
Thimble full of fans.
For sure.
Which, by the way, isn't the smartest thing to say. It's like, I can't wait until this place starts filling up. It really sells the fact that you're having a bad.
You're supposed to be there for the moment. And,
right. He just said the parade's coming now.
Well, check in with Mike and Jason. They're on the parade route. Mike Conte needs to spray champagne on somebody. Rick, you promised shirtlessness, so we're going to hold you to that out here. That's all coming up next.
Do you have any beer?
We can find some.
Have any beer? Wow. Yeah. They're getting wild down there.
That's
with their
right.
Beer.
They love to shout.
They do.
Nothing more than
that. We're champions, dude. We're champions.
All right. And finally, they do this.
Mike Conte and Jason Longshore, they're in the parade. Your boys, Rick and John, we're throwing our midday party.
Midday party. It's like the one in Animal House where they're sitting on the couch. Throwing a midday party. So what? No one showed.
Look at this handful of people who took the day off of work. It's at least four.
At a party, more specifically, a championship parade. We're champions again, Atlanta. Hug up on that whole dream. Hug up on the cup and get down here, man. The Home Depot backyard, that's where we're chilling. We're broadcasting our whole show here today. We are stoked. John and I went to games together this year. Everybody in Atlanta, we're champions, okay? Be happy about this. I can't imagine people aren't into United after the 2 years that we've had. Congrats, man. This feels so good.
It feels awesome. And you know, at this point, if you're not on board, you're just hating.
It's true.
Yeah,
if you're one of the few people in the United States that doesn't follow professional soccer, at this point, you're just hating. I mean, if you're not on board with this team that's been here for 2 years that plays professional soccer.
If you're not nude and covering yourself in peanut butter right now and screaming, we're champions.
God, we're champions, dude. We're champions.
Then you're hating the game.
Yeah, if you don't want to miss work so you can go see three a-holes broadcast from an empty field, you're really missing out.
I mean, I'm going to be real. You're just hating. That's all there is to it. Atlanta United is Atlanta's team.
Oh, boy.
Okay, real.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Yeah, all right. That's right.
That's good.
And that means no one's going to show up next season. Yeah,
like just like Peoria, Illinois' team is the...
That's right.
The
Chicken Hawks.
It's the single-age Chicken Hawks.
Guys like Rick and I who felt the love and felt how invested this city was into this team, this is a day and for everybody that supported this team from day one.
And John, look...
Joseph Martinez deserves a ton of dap, man. Shine like an MVP
that
throughout these playoffs.
Oh, a ton of dap. It's the news chill.
The MVP shine like a champ.
Oh, my word.
So I imagine now that if you're on the radio in Atlanta, there's a mandate to pretend that you like that team.
This is unbelievable, man.
Of course it is. Yeah,
we won the game, bro.
I mean, never have I looked onto a field of six people before and been so impressed.
How does this feel, Atlanta?
It feels like crappy radio blasting into my ears.
And you know what's funny is that Big Jim Murray, like, worked there, too. And he's just like, yeah, whenever we play that stuff, he's like, yeah, I don't really know.
Yeah, Mike Bell we've had on the air who does afternoons.
I love Mike Bell. Love Mike.
Who I assure you did not celebrate in that fashion.
Did he come on the air and
say,
on the air and said, all right, guys, we've all had this experience. You know, you go to work and there's always one guy in the office you want to punch in the face.
Right. I mean, no one thinks. If I was working there, I'd just be like, all right, dude, you're just go away as quick as possible.
No. I'm rallying. I'm calling all of my friends and saying, dude, you have to hear this. So maybe they're just like,
John, we're champions, dude. We're champions.
Huge daps.
What did he say? I got just play the last like 10 seconds. I have to hear what was the phrase that he used. Like massive daps or
yeah.
And John, look, Joseph Martinez deserves a ton of dap, man.
The
MVP shined like an MVP throughout these playoffs.
Well, no one. All right, so we are running late.
John, we're champions, dude. We're champions.
All right, here are the headlines.
This is unbelievable, man.
We won the game, bro.
Toucher and Rich.
Kyrie Irving out near half court. Pull up. Crazy deep. Three, and he got it.
Kyrie, don't go to Kyrie. I'm having a heart attack out here.
Nobody thought Kyrie was going to take that shot except Kyrie. Beal for the tie. That one rims out. Rebound. Punch to the wing. Great save by John Wall. His deep three. Short with 5 seconds to go. Oubre can't save the rebound. Celtics get it with 2.5 to go.
Wow. That man right there is a stone cold killer.
John, we're champions, dude. We're champions.
I think Campbell's done play-by-play, too. Like, I think he's done something else for NBA TV, but, I mean, that's just amazing. Like, he's the cheese master general to the point where I almost want to listen to his show. Like, I might tune in if I lived in Atlanta and listen to it. Just tune in just to see for a couple minutes if it's that bad. And if it is, how do you not listen?
Well, you got to listen after any loss or big win because then... Well, the loss has to be... You don't want to bring the people down.
No, you can't do that. That's why you play, like, the smooth jazz in the background.
Yeah, and you hug it. They were actually playing Block Party out of one of those breaks. So someone there has some taste. But, yes, the idea of his excitement over anything is a little embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
A little embarrassing. So as is being from the Home Depot backyard. And
well, what made it great was that I saw the picture. I went to his Twitter account, and it's like... I mean, it is honestly a field filled with maybe 100 people, and it's a huge field. Now, the pictures of them out and about, you know, there's some great-looking photos that made the newspaper down there, but that's because the 15,000 people around the city that showed up were all in, like, one condensed area, and then they left. Once again, 15,000, and then here, like, I think the smallest parade that this city has had since, you know, the Red Sox in the early 2000s has been, like, 1 million. I think that's the smallest. I don't think it's ever been smaller than 1 million, right?
No.
Yeah, so no. Kind of puts things in perspective at how excited you should get at a championship, you know?
Woo! We're champions, Johnny!
And this is like a couple days later. So they're still riding high on that championship.
Of course they are, without a doubt.
On the ship.
On the ship. All right, so John, breaking news from this morning around 3:30. It looks like Joe Kelly no longer a member of the Red Sox. The Dodgers... ended up signing him for a reported 3-year, $25 million deal And that is what you say, a deal that you would not have been comfortable with.
Oh, hell no. You don't give Joe Kelly 3 years and $25 million. I mean, it's just like Nathan Eovaldi. A lot of people forget how bad he was at times during the regular season. And a lot of people conveniently forget he was almost left off the playoff roster. He was the last guy added. And a lot of people called into this radio station, people on this radio station were questioning why in God's name Alex Cora added him. And Cora didn't, when he told the media, right, the day before the playoffs started, why he added Kelly, didn't say it was because Kelly was so good. He said it was because Kelly threw hard. You know, stuffed plays, if I remember correctly. So he added him in the hopes that he could throw the ball by a couple of hitters and get a couple of key strikeouts in a game. He didn't say in a setup role. He just said in a key situation. It could have been the sixth inning. Kelly turned out to be the setup guy. He was electric in the playoffs. He did great. And the L.A. Dodgers saw what he did to them in the World Series.
Yeah, they happened to be playing them in the World Series.
And spent, not out of their ass, but spent. That's an extravagant amount of money for a guy like that. Who's not going to close for you.
No, they spend just crazy, crazy amounts of money. And, I mean, they're still pursuing Harper. So, Kenley Jansen's their closer. He's not, like, great.
Well, 2 years ago he was. Last season he had health issues.
All right. So, I mean, you figure he's still going to be the closer.
Yes.
So, yes, he's going to.
As long as he's healthy, Kenley Jansen's the closer of that team. But you're paying Joe Kelly $8 million a season to be a backup. I guess he'll set up for them. $8 million a year for a setup man? Really?
Well, that's baseball money. I mean, that's
I'd like to know how many Major League Baseball teams are spending $8 million a year on a setup guy.
Well, you're about to find out how many might spend $100 million on Craig Kimbrel over 6 years, because that's what apparently Scott Boras is asking for. That's his agent, right? Because it's his agent who's saying this guy's worth this amount of money. And to that I say, he might not get that. He'll get 85 to 90% of that.
Yep.
Someone's going to give him $15 million a year. And, you know, you talk about the Joe Kelly money. Dombrowski yesterday tried to spin it that he's not trying to cut costs, you know, with the Porcello thing. And I mean, at this point, like, what else is going to happen? Like, I mean, when you, okay, well, what about with Craig Kimbrel? Now who's going to close? You
think I was thinking about this. It's got to be Brazier at this point.
Yeah.
He's
been
close.
Great. Right.
I mean, I had a lot to say about Barnes, and Barnes came up with a couple of big strikeouts in the World Series and in the playoffs. But you go back to stuff playing. Brazier throws the ball 100 miles an hour. I mean, he showed, if nothing else, and he pitched in key situations too. A lot of people remember him yelling at Gary Sanchez to get the hell back in the box, and then he struck him out in a key situation in the ALCS. I mean, the first round of the playoffs, sorry. I'm for Brazier being the closer and Barnes being the setup guy.
Well, okay, so you're LA's out, New York, this is on Kimbrel. LA's out, New York's out. And
Cubs have Brandon Morrow, who's not going to be able to start the season. He's got elbow trouble. I still count the Cubs in.
Okay, the Cubs, but it's just such a stupid decision. I'm wondering if Epstein, as smart as he is, would make that decision. In how much this hurts Kimbrel. I mean, LA's out, New York's out. Who else were we talking about that could be out? I don't know.
The Red Sox are out.
Oh, the Red Sox are out. So, yeah, so there you go. You have three, if not the highest payrolls, three of the highest payrolls in baseball that are out.
Evan Drellick, NBC Sports Boston, reported during the overnight hours that the Red Sox aren't necessarily out on Kimbrel. He's quoting other executives with knowledge of the Red Sox thinking, agents of relievers, of relievers in high-leverage situations reported back to him that the Red Sox are waiting in a holding pattern on Kimbrel. They want to see what the market for him is.
They want to see if the price drops.
Kimbrel wants 6 years and 100. He's not going to get 6 years.
What would you feel comfortable?
How far it drops.
What would you feel comfortable the Red Sox paying for Craig Kimbrel?
3 years.
Well, he's going to get signed somewhere.
I want to sign Kimbrel any more than 3 years.
I wouldn't give him 3 years.
No.
I wouldn't even give him 3 years.
3 years at, what, 10?
Well, I mean, you're not going to get that.
Obviously not, but you're asking me the question.
Sure.
I would spend 3 years in between $30 and $40 million on Craig Kimbrel.
If I was
nothing more than that.
I wouldn't give Kimbrel that money at his age and knowing what happens to closers.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. I wouldn't even do that.
I mean, it was a clear fade the last month of the certainly in the playoffs. I'm trying to remember last month of the season too. It was clear
that things were changing.
Yeah, if you give him six, what do they want? How many years?
Six for 100.
All right, six for 100. Well, three of those years, he's not going to be any good.
What about the Braves? What's their situation? Because I thought I saw a report that the Braves might be in on it.
I don't know. They're so young. I don't know.
Because the Braves and Cubs are the only two names that I've seen thrown out when it comes to Kimbrel. But either way, I mean,
a reunion for Atlanta.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, but are they willing to pay anything close to that?
No.
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 No. That,
Atlanta's
that,
not a
you
big
You say that,
team.
Man. I'm always shocked. I'm always shocked.
Yeah, Atlanta didn't have a closer, per se. They had a couple of guys in the mid-teens with saves. They didn't have, like, a lockdown closer. So, technically, they would need a guy like that, but not for that price
and
tag.
And do you think that they perform as well this season as they did last season?
I don't know. The youth of that team's pretty good.
I know, but they were such a surprise last year.
I also think they benefited from the fact that the Nationals massively underachieved.
Yes.
And now with Philadelphia ready to spend more money than anyone else and the Nationals still right there. I mean, the Nationals have three $100 million pitchers now.
So if I'm the Braves, I'm not doing that either. I'm just not. You're just burning money at that point. There's others. You save it for a rainy day. Throw it at Machado or Harper. I mean, why? If I'm the Phillies, I'm throwing it at Machado.
No, I mean, and that's the thing. Atlanta's not going to be nearly as fortunate. Philadelphia, with a young team, faded in early September, and the Nationals weren't nearly as good as everyone expected them to be with the pitching they have. So, yeah, Atlanta will probably take a step back, at least in the win total.
Yeah, so I'm not investing in a 31-year-old closer to lead a team that's going to be on the edge of the playoff race. All right, it is December, and that means we can revisit some of the wonderful, exceptional things that we've done in our past year. We will have that for you in just a moment.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.